This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Russell Wilson tone? Yeah. You thought it was a smokescreen. Looks like it could be Russell Wilson.
I thought for sure it was a smokescreen. I thought the whole point of bringing him in was to get, you know, the trade situation percolating with the Atlanta Falcons and Kirk Cousins.
I'm just not going to give up.
So I thought it was a sad spot to be in to begin with.
That it is a sad spot.
We're bringing Russ in to coerce you guys to give us Kirk Cousins. Oh, it's like, where's the none of the above option? But unfortunately, got a nice sound like Daryl.
We're dumpster diving. Hey, are you dumpster diving? Are we in the dumpster? Dumpster diving? You guys want to dumpster dive? Did you know that the Browns are dumpster diving? We're dumpster diving for all these different quarterbacks. Everybody's got a dumpster dive. Go look into the dumpster for quarterbacks because we're all dumpster diving.
It
dangerous dumpster diving, Daryl Ryder.
Stink that it's kind of coming back to how we thought about this all along. We always knew this was going to be a brutal time to try to get a quarterback. And of course, what did the Browns do? They finished second. They have the second pick in the draft. And the free agency situation is bleak. Matt Stafford was your best shot. And did you ever really have a shot at Matt Stafford who had a no trade clause? No.
Well, you better just put out that dumpster fire before you go dumpster diving. You're going to burn yourself while you're dumpster diving. Yeah, the only one that could provide any sunny disposition of it was going to be Matt Stafford. That's it.
Well, and then I asked earlier in the show, just on a lark, what about J.J. McCarthy? Does that inspire hope for some fans? I bet some fans could say, especially Michigan fans, who we work for one, that could say, hey, last time we saw him, he was looking dynamic in the preseason.
Yeah, but why would they trade him?
Well, just because he's coming off an injury and they won a boatload of games.
Well, if they're willing to trade the guy, well, who do they have other than him? Sam Darnold's gone, as you mentioned. Yep. Sam Darnold's gone. That's it. Like the whole stuff about Aaron Rodgers, that doesn't make any damn sense to me. Now they're going to bring in Ryan Tannehill, probably has some insurance, it looks like, over the last 24 hours. So they got some insurance with him. Like, it's going to be J.J. McCarthy's team. And if they were willing to trade you, again, you have to look about the reasons why they're willing to trade you. It's not just about going out and getting the guy. So many of us just think about this one side.
Yep.
And I'm not in the business just giving up like, hey, man, you guys made this mistake. I didn't want to trade for the guy down there in Houston. Okay, you did. But that doesn't mean I want to double down on all these bad things and go out and get Kirk Cousins and give up a bunch for Kirk Cousins and have to pay the guy. I don't want to have to give up on all these different guys here. So that's their decision that they have left to make, and this is their rut that they have to crawl out of. That's why in so many ways I've really thought this entire time, and I'm being shaken about it until recently. The quarterback's there. It smacks you in the face. What is it that we don't know that's turned them away from Shedeur Sanders? where over the last month, it hasn't been a one moment, because if it were one moment, we'd all know what it is. But over the last month, we've all gotten away from them taking Shedeur Sanders to going to Abdul Carter. He's the betting favorite now. A team that needs a QB. Teams that needs him. Didn't go get him. So what did he say to turn everybody off at the combine? What, except for the Browns, apparently, according to the thing, even though they don't want to trade him at number two when they need a quarterback, for crying out loud. So what did he say? So that to me, if he's falling as far as what everybody says, and the Browns were the team that said that they liked what he said at the combine, are we trying to create a market then? Okay, so we're trying to create a market. So if you're trying to create a market, it doesn't seem to be working. So what on earth could he have said? What on earth do these teams know about Shedeur Sanders that go, no, he's a developmental guy? Or do they just think, you know what, because he's a developmental guy and he might be a second-round choice to a lot of people out there, to some teams out there, because all it takes is two teams to say multiple NFL teams think that he's a second-round pick. If he's a second-round guy, maybe everything that goes with him, which some of that is not his fault. He can't help who his parents are. He can't help who his father is. Do they just think, you know what, it's not worth it? We're going to take a guy who's going to be quieter, and we'll develop him. We'll take a Tyler Shook at 79 years old. He'll be 26. But we'll take Tyler Shook later on, and he'll be quieter. Will Howard, quieter. Jackson Dart, quieter. Even though those problems will turn real loud if they suck, but they just don't want to deal with it. Maybe that's the possibility of it. Abdul Carter, fine player, quieter.
Yeah. Who unfortunately now has all sorts of injury concerns.
Yes.
He's not a flawless prospect coming out.
Well, there's injury concerns. Some people have tried to, over the last couple of weeks, and they've tried to point out the fight in the tow truck driver thing. All right, people, you know, boot a guy's car, try to take a car. People aren't going to take that very well. I wish you wouldn't have tried to do that, but I understand. I can understand some people not thinking it's such a big deal that he would do something like that. It's a bad day. Or that he smoked weed. I do not care if he smoked weed. As a pass rusher, it doesn't bother me. Spring Training Report brought to you by Mr. Hero and Quinn Legal Associates. Spring Training Report brought to you by Mr. Hero and Quinn Legal Associates. Are you ready for this? I am becoming tired, and there's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing any of us can do about it. I'm getting tired of this. Yesterday, I'm going around the internet, and I'm looking for Guardian stuff. We got opening day.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2 days, other than I don't know when their TV deal is going to start. I have no idea when you're going to be able to find them. I assumed, because we were told, and that it was out there on MLB.com. With this, if you are a cable subscriber, it's going to be on a channel. That's what I was told. Now I don't know. Nobody knows. So somewhere in the next 48 hours, they got to get something figured out. By about what, 4 o'clock on Thursday?
Yeah, 4 o'clock.
So you're going to have to get something going there.
Yeah, and in most of these squabbles, when we're talking about the real big sports, which NFL is obviously what we would be talking about, where the most amount of people possible would lose their minds when they lose access to their games, normally in the 11th hour, something does happen.
Something's going to happen.
But is that the case with baseball? Is that going to be the case with the Guardians? You know, we're not the Yankees.
Something's going to have to happen.
We're not the Red Sox. We're not the Dodgers. We're not the Cubs.
So will there be a Guardians TV, like on the pay thing? Or do we not know this?
I mean, the $99 thing is...
That's there.
That's done. Yes. We're just talking about cable.
This is talking... And I think what they said during that time was there was a plan to get... If you were a cable subscriber, there was a plan to get you access through your normal cable package.
Yes.
But that would all depend... You know, there has been times... I've never personally lost the Browns, but there were times, so many times, where that, whatever channel they were on, was blacked out on, depending on your cable provider. And it would be, you know, 1 o'clock kickoff, and it'd be 12:15, and then all of a sudden, the pregame show would pop on for whatever station they were on. And that's happened probably two or three times in the last 10 years where it was a last minute thing that you got to see football on that channel. You're right, Anthony. Is there going to be enough outcry for we're missing Guardians for
well, the outcry,
cable?
Yeah.
This is different because those were always, hey, we don't like the price you're charging us to put it on the air, or we don't like the price you're paying us for our product. Right now, they're in a new area where the Guardians have went to producing their own content, and they're trying to find people to distribute it for them. And, I mean, we're still, 48 hours?
So it says
50-something hours.
The frequently asked questions, I sent this to my in-laws.
Okay.
Can I still watch the Guardians games through my satellite or cable TV provider? Yes, Guardians TV will be available. This is MLB.com. Yes, Guardians TV will be available on similar satellite and cable providers in which Guardians games have been carried in the past. Specific providers will be announced closer to opening day. Getting pretty damn close to opening day.
And if you have cable and you're paying now what people pay for cable, right. A lot of people pay north of $200 a month. You're now going to, if you don't get the Guardians, you're going to do another add-on?
If you're a cable subscriber.
When AA was here, he was a cut guy, and I yelled at him for, there's still other ways, and there are still other ways. I cut last year at the end of baseball season last year, kind of seeing this foreshadowing thing, and that was really the last thing holding me on.
This is what I wanted to get.
And I'm going to do, I'm doing the $100 for the year, but I'd prefer to not to have done that.
What channel, the other frequently asked question, what channel will Guardians TV be on? The channel will change per provider, but will likely be a channel lineup around other sports programming like MLB Network and have call letters of CLEG, all caps.
The Clegg.
CLEG.
Yeah, of course.
Specific channels will be announced closer to opening day.
Go Clegg.
Close to opening day, here we are. So you can go to Clegg.
So it'll be like a sub-channel, probably. Like how Big Ten Network has a alternate channel where they put when they have a ton of games on a Saturday, kind of something like that.
You could always find those.
So forget True TV. So you're going to be looking for Clegg.
But it'll be around sports channels. Mm-hmm. It should be around there. All right. It shouldn't be that hard to find.
Sports channels coming back?
It should just announce it. It should be around the sports.
Like, imagine every bar. Every bar, because that's just on and obvious. You have it on.
Hitting the buttons. You're accidentally hitting another chair. Yes. You got Lifetime up there by accident. And everybody's getting upset.
We always joke about the individuals, especially early in the day, that are manning the actual remote control, have trouble finding. You're just, can I just take over the remote? Can I just take it over? Can I just have the remote?
Yeah.
Been especially in many of those fights over the years. Channel is. Yes. Okay, yes. There was a point where I knew, back when I was young, man, this was after college, I knew what channel it would be on depending on your cable situation. Yes. So I knew what Fox Sports would be on 32 different places.
No, it's different now because if I use the app on my in my office, it's on a different one than the boxes upstairs. So I get thrown off and I'm always around it but never on.
If you're going out to public to watch these things and you're not at a big chain restaurant type thing, if I'm at my local place where I know the guy, I'm like, hey, just give me the remote. I'm going to click it over for you.
Yeah. They don't. They never want to hand you the remote, though. That's like Excalibur's sword. I know I got to do the other Reed Spring Training Report brought to you by Mr. Hero and Legal Quinn Associate Quinn Legal Associates. Can I just take 3 minutes out to what I originally wanted to get to? It has to do with Guardians Television Package. I swear to God.
Nope.
And how
you can
competitive
frequently ask the question.
They are this year. Why last year might have been when the window was open and we didn't even realize it.